WCYB Digital Radio, this is today's cybercrime news. Change Healthcare has confirmed it paid a ransom to the AlphaV or Black Cat hacking group that compromised the company's systems in February, acknowledging a cybersecurity debacle that has risked the security of massive amounts of sensitive patient data. Wired reports that the admission follows months of speculation and investigation into the ransomware attack, which potentially compromised what the company warned could be, quote, a substantial proportion of people in America. To the UK now, where carpet retailer Carpetright has seen hundreds of customer orders disrupted after the company experienced a cyber attack that affected orders and internal operations. Malware was sent to the company's headquarters in Essex, infiltrating its systems and leading to network shutdowns. However, Tech Market View reports data theft was reportedly averted. Although customer service and employee access to their payroll information were briefly affected, Carpetright management insists that the malware was isolated before any data was taken. Synlab AG's Italian operations are facing significant disruption following a cyber attack that prompted the deactivation of all of the company's IT systems across the country. EQS reports that the attack forced Synlab to suspend operations as it works with internal and external experts to mitigate the impact of the attack and restore its systems. Synlab, which is headquartered in Munich, Germany, employs around 27,000 people. Mozilla's latest Privacy Not Included research report has reached scathing conclusions about dating apps, which the company warns are ramping up their appetite for user data. The report flags major platforms like Tinder and Bumble for inadequate privacy and security measures, which are particularly alarming as Gen Z becomes the site's primary demographic. Business Today reports that Mozilla's guide has slapped warning labels on 22 leading online dating platforms. Europol has joined the debate against end-to-end encryption, citing concerns over use of the technology impeding law enforcement investigations by preventing authorities from being able to read protected DMs. In a joint declaration of European police chiefs that was published over the weekend, the Register reports that authorities asked tech companies to reconsider implementing encryption, emphasizing the importance of being able to gain lawful access to private messages to combat serious crimes. And finally, to South Korea, where defense companies have been under sustained cyber attack from North Korean hacking groups for more than a year, with the attackers breaching company networks and stealing technical data. Reuters reports that the hacking operations, which have been attributed to nation-state groups like Lazarus, Kim Suki, and Anderial, saw hackers planting malicious code in data systems of the defense contractors, or contractors working with them. Law enforcement agencies have collaborated with experts to trace the attacks to their source IP addresses and mitigate them. Reporting for Cybercrime Radio, I'm David Browey. For more information on the latest news in cybercrime and cybersecurity, visit cybercrimewire.com. The Daily News is brought to you by Evolution Equity Partners, an international venture capital investor partnering with exceptional entrepreneurs to develop market-leading cybersecurity and enterprise software companies. Learn more at evolutionequity.com.